Hello, welcome to this episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Gregory. I hope you are doing well. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode. Doesn't matter if you're a first-time listener, thanks for checking out the podcast, or a long-time listener, thanks for coming back and spending a little bit of time with me. I've got just a short little podcast today, nothing super long. I wanted to talk briefly about the idea of the impact of our photography and how we create it, and particularly for those of us who think about the nature of art. And one of the misconceptions, I think, is that, you know, our work that we do, the things that we create, the things that we make in our photography are going to be these cataclysmic shifts in either ourselves or in the world, and that art is really about making these big, huge changes, these big, massive shifts in our approach to life and to other people. When they look at the work, they'll be touched and moved, and it'll be in these grand ways and in these epic ways where their lives will forever be changed by the work they look at. And in my experience, that's not necessarily how art works, or it's how photography works when we look at photographs. And I think we would do a lot better if we set back and realized that much of what happens in our photography, much of what happens in our creative process and the impact on others are small changes. They're almost, in some cases, so minuscule, we may not even notice the shift. And I think if we can remember that, I think it becomes way more effective for us to be communicators through photography, appreciators of photography, and critiquers of photography. Because when we think about that, something has to be huge, something has to be grand. And I think we're brainwashed into that idea through the words we absorb in just everyday life, everyday marketing of products that are sent to us, where it's amazing, or it's stupendous, or it's the greatest thing. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread, which still always just entertains me, as if there was nobody eating bread or slicing it before there was sliced bread. But anyway, whole loaves of bread, that's what people had to eat if you wanted a sandwich before. But I digress. The idea that whatever we create, the thing that we are doing is going to be this, you know, nuclear level event. And most of life is not that way. Most of life is not about having the most amazing new thing every single day. It's about amazing experiences, and the smallest experience, the smallest insight may lead to the biggest discovery. It may be that ripple in the pond that makes all the difference. But when the ripple happens, when the pebble gets thrown into the pond, we have no idea of that impact. And I think it's easy for us to believe that the work we're supposed to create, the work we're supposed to appreciate, the work we're supposed to celebrate has to be these grand, big things. But if you think about your own life, sometimes the most amazing things were in the smallest packages. They were in the littlest moments. They were in the smallest gesture. And if we create photographs, if we think about photographs, if we respond to photographs in that way, I think we might be surprised about how much really good photography is out there. And I think about the photographer who's creating work that's not being appreciated the way they want. It's not being celebrated the way they want. It's not being shared the way they want. But yet when it's being looked at, you don't know if that is making a subtle change in somebody. And even if you're somebody who right now, maybe you're in a genre that you don't feel is appreciated, or you haven't found your audience. And when you show the work to people and they tell you that it's beautiful work and it's amazing work, but it's just, you know, just another photograph that's similar to what they've already seen. Now, maybe it's a landscape or a flower or something like that, but they say that it's interesting and it reminds them of something, or it puts them in touch with the importance of something. Yes, maybe it's not the thing that gets on the cover of a magazine to help with climate change, or maybe it doesn't get sold into a museum, but it made a little difference for that person. It made them reconnect with something. And even though it may not be the answer we want, it is something that is different. It is something that has been calculated within their own brain to say that something changed within them. And so if we start to realize that it is in these small moments, it's in these little things within the photographs that matter, then I think we can start to recognize that it is our willingness to still continue to do the work that matters, to show up and put ourselves into the photographs, to share the stories we want to share the ideas we want to share, and that if we stop putting the expectation that something big has to happen, something cataclysmic has to happen when people look at our work, or when we share our work, or when we even appreciate our own work, that we don't see what we expected to see, And we start to look for those smaller elements. We start to look for those little things that will be great, I think, for us as photographers to find a new way to appreciate the photography that we create and share and consume. I also think it's something that we naturally do in our scene. We nitpick the smallest things in photographs. We look for sharpness and little points of things being out of focus, and is color right in a certain area, or is a part of it overdeveloped? What is the nuance that's in there for creating that? How do we approach that? So we're used to looking for little things, but it's in a nitpicky way. It's in a negative way. And I think if we took that same effort to appreciate the little nuance that's in the photograph, we might find ourselves in a much stronger position and a much more capable position of appreciating and sharing work. I also feel that part of the process of finding our audience can sometimes cause this problem of us looking at wanting something to be big and have impact. And we judge that by the number of viewers who see it, the number of people who have eyeballs on it, not just on their response to it. And I think that's driven in part by our understanding of social media, our understanding of what we've been told is important based on the number of eyeballs who see it. You know, things that are in museums that millions of people see are more valuable than things that only one person gets to see. And that's just not true. That's a fallacy that we've been sold, that we've bought into on that bill of sales. The most important things in life, the most important things may be only experienced by an individual. It may happen during a meditation. It may happen during a religious experience. It may happen during a philosophical experience of one person. And it could be the thing that makes the biggest difference to that person. And so I think this idea that there is this effort, this energy, this purpose that's driven by audience, and that the bigger the audience, the more important the work. And that's not true. That's not the case. And I think if we can remember that as we create work and how we're communicating it, how we're sharing it, that again, it's a small pebble in a pond. It's that ripple that's being formed. And we don't necessarily know that impact. We don't know how that's going to change somebody. Maybe your photograph that only one or two people see causes them to go out and make a difference and make a change and make a difference in their own lives that they hadn't considered before. And you would never know that impact, but it's small and it's not going to be talked about and shared and communicated in a large audience and in a large scope. And that's okay. That's the way most of the creative process is. It's small. It's little things that happen. It's, again, it's not that cataclysmic change. So no matter which side of the equation you're on, looking at the work, creating the work, appreciating the work, remember, little things matter. And we talk about little things mattering in composition and in framing and editing and all that, but they matter in our experience as well. And I think if we can hold to that, if we can share that and we communicate that with each other, I think we'll find ourselves to be in a much stronger, much more interesting spot with our creative practice and our creative process. I really do appreciate you spending some time with me today in the podcast and hanging out. That's really something I'm glad you're willing to do with part of your day. I did want to let you know, I do have on July 10th, I am doing a small little workshop, online workshop for printing for 25 people. So you can find that up on my website and get registered for that. I'm also going to be starting some in-person workshops here again in the fall here, and I'll be announcing those shortly. There'll be some fine art printing, some platinum palladium printing, a couple of different little things for the fall now that we can kind of get back together. My one rule will be I'll have to be vaccinated. So if you haven't gone out and gotten vaccinated and want to attend one of the workshops, you will need to make sure that you're vaccinated so that you can attend. But again, those will be appearing here. I'll make announcements on the podcast. They'll also appear up on my website. But those will be starting up here again soon. Several of you inquired if I'm going to get back to doing in-person workshops out of the studio. Yes, yes, I am. And they'll be starting up here shortly. So thanks so much for spending some time with me today. I really do appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful week behind the camera. Get out there and get some great photographs, or edit some great photographs, or in my case, organize and get cleaned up on some photographs, as I've gotten a little lazy with my organization. So I'll be doing a little photo cleanup this week. But no matter what your task is, I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you next time.